This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:08, hey. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Glad to have you along this morning. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, and it will warm up today to about 88 degrees. A 40% chance of showers this morning, and scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for this afternoon. Newly released emails show that Jan Boxall, UNC's faculty council chair, asked colleagues to rewrite segments of an academic fraud report. According to the News and Observer, Dan Kane, writer for the NNO, alleges that Boxall did this to lessen the likelihood of further NCAA investigations. As the elected faculty leader, Boxall is one of UNC's top academic officers. Emails sent by Boxall show that just before the report's release on July 26th of 2012, Boxall sent the three faculty report writers a last-minute correspondence. She suggested they edit a sentence that alluded to a department manager creating make-up classes or made-up classes to protect athletes' eligibility to play sports. According to Kane reports, campus emails are public record. The report authors agreed to it, and some information was left out of the final version. In email messages to the NNO, Boxall said she only passed along the suggestions of others and did not identify who provided them. WCHL's calls and an email to Boxall were not returned on Sunday. Leaders in the North Carolina House and Senate announced on Sunday that they've reached agreement on a $20.6 billion budget that will end teacher tenure and allow taxpayer money to be spent for private school tuition. Both chambers have previously passed their own spending plans, but Republican leaders wrangled for weeks to come to a consensus, even as the July 1st start of the 2013-2014 fiscal year came and went. Lawmakers are expected to vote on the compromise budget in the coming week. The budget increases overall state spending by 2.5% while instituting tax cuts for corporations and individuals. The plan scraps the long-standing teacher tenure system in favor of employing educators on contracts that are renewed based on performance reviews. The budget would also allow families that meet income guidelines to get state money to pay private school tuition starting in 2014. State spending on Medicaid is increased by $1.5 billion to cover what Republicans term as cost overruns. A special provision would allow the McCrory administration to develop a Medicaid reform plan in the coming months. The budget also supports McCrory's plan for overhauling the North Carolina Highway Trust Fund, which prioritizes and pays for transportation infrastructure projects over the next 10 years. The plan restores funding that had previously been cut for 69 positions within the State Highway Patrol, as well as another 22 magistrates and 175 probation and parole officers. The budget meets the state's obligation to fund the state retirement system and state health plan while providing state employees with 5 additional days of leave. The release makes no mention of any raise for state employees whose salaries have remained largely stagnant for years. The release also said living victims of a state-sponsored eugenics program that ended in the 1970s will receive a one-time compensation payment, but it did not say how much that payment would be. WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Do you know how sometimes certain things will happen that make you feel older than you really are? This is Berkeley Grimble, and that happens to me when folks come into Grimble Jewelers and ask if my dad started the business. No, my dad was a high school principal. I started Grimble Jewelers in 1985 in 350 square feet in Carmel Mall with 2 small cases of jewelry which I had made. So for 28 years, we have had the pleasure of helping all the smart, fun, enlightened people who live in our great community with all their jewelry needs. But my dad did teach me a lot. Always admit your mistakes and be in relentless pursuit of the truth. And I've tried to make those the guiding principles for Grimble Jewelers. He also taught me that if you have to get ahead by running down the competition, you must be hiding something. So I want to give heartfelt thanks to all of our wonderful customers who have kept us going for 28 years, and I look forward to the next 28. And you know, come to think of it, I could apply for Social Security next year, so I guess I am kind of old.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our Small Business Startup Toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business and we love logistics.
The University stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
WCHL News Time, 6:13, 13 minutes after 6. Protesters are set to gather for the 12th Moral Monday in Raleigh today to rally for voter rights. 101 people were arrested last week, bringing the running total to more than 800 since the peaceful demonstrations began in late April. Though the arrest totals fluctuate from week to week, the number of protest attendees continues to grow. Movement leader and NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber says Republican lawmakers are purposefully passing legislation to make it harder for people to vote. Senate Republicans unveiled a new voter ID bill last week that would limit the forms of photo identification accepted at the polls. The new measure would require voters to show one of seven types of photo identification issued by the government, such as driver's license, passports, non-driver IDs, and military or veteran cards. It's more restrictive than the House version, as it would eliminate cards from UNC system colleges, state community colleges, local governments, private employers, and law enforcement agencies as acceptable forms of photo ID. If passed, it would take full effect in the 2016 elections. However, the House is not expected to agree to the changes. This will likely cause last-minute debate, as lawmakers hope to adjourn session by the end of next week. Moral Monday meets at 5 p.m. on the lawn of Halifax Mall in Raleigh. If you've ever wondered what your fellow North Carolinians think about John Edwards, the New York Times and Judicial Oversight Public Policy Polling has you covered. In its recent survey of North Carolina voters, PPP found that 67% of residents say they would never vote for former Senator John Edwards again. Senator Edwards, who was once the Democratic Party's vice presidential candidate, received backlash after it was revealed that he had a lengthy affair while his wife had cancer. Jim Williams, a polling analyst with PPP, explains why Senator Edwards can do so poorly in North Carolina, while other scandal-riddled politicians like former U.S. Representative Anthony Weiner and former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer can continue their political life. Williams says not only do states New York have a different moral tolerance than North Carolina, but Senator Edwards himself was held in higher esteem in his home state.
He was sort of representing North Carolina on the national stage before he had his fall from grace. So I think there's a certain level of embarrassment among North Carolinians when it comes to John Edwards.
On the subject of embarrassment, PPP also asked North Carolinians how they feel about the New York Times. Well, this was not included in the question. The New York Times editorial board ran a piece titled "The Decline of North Carolina" on July 9th, criticizing the General Assembly. Williams says that while the survey found an almost even split between people who favored, disfavored, and had no opinion of the paper, he says the ideological split the poll found between Democrats who favored it and Republicans who disfavored it is likely no different anywhere else in the country.
Sort of has a reputation of being favored and enjoyed by liberals and dismissed and disliked by conservatives.
Support among North Carolinians for expanded background checks is at 78%. While incredibly high, the level of support for background checks in the state is actually lower than in previous polls, which Williams says is a result of issues dealing with gun control not being in the news lately.
That's just simply a function of time passing since a major gun tragedy, a major shooting somewhere in the United States, but still overwhelming support.
Another issue that a majority of North Carolinians stand together on at 52% is the Supreme Court overturning Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, with majority displeasure across party lines. Williams says his support for the VRA comes from its storied history.
People see that as a cornerstone of the civil rights movement, and you're not going to see too many people who say that they don't agree with what the civil rights movement is trying to do.
Congress is currently taking up Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act and seeing if it can be rewritten to comply with the Supreme Court's decision. But Williams says that with the level of discord in both the House and Senate, it's unlikely that it will get passed anytime soon. WCHL News Time, 6:17, 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. Well, as usual this time of the day, traffic is very light to start. That situation will certainly change a little bit later on. When it does, you can count on Rand Northam, who's in the newsroom this morning. He will be checking on traffic periodically and let you know what's going on. In the meantime, if you spot anything that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or tweet us at WCHL. Let us know, and we will be glad to pass pass along the word to everyone else. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. If you're looking at that special custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long time, you want to get it done, well, Berkeley Grimble could do that for you. Grimble Jewelers is always there. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 70 degrees in Carborough. Mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers this morning, and a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with numerous showers and thunderstorms this evening, and then partly cloudy with a 60% chance of rain after midnight. Overnight low about 72. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm in the morning, and then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow about 90. So really about the same. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with scattered showers and storms. Lows in the low 70s. Chance of rain still will be 50% at that point. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
O'Reilly. Shop the O'Reilly Auto Parts Super Saver Sale and find Berryman Total Fuel System Cleaner on sale for $4.99. Clean clogged injectors with Berryman Total Fuel System Cleaner, $4.99 during the Super Saver Sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Category tonight, top 10 reasons I decided to become a teacher. By the way, Teach for America recruits recent graduates and mid-career professionals to teach in public schools in high-need communities. Reasons I decided to become a teacher. Number 10, Zach Smith.
I hope to live up to the teachers who inspired me, like Miss What's-Her-Name.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Number 9, Simone Williams.
It's no fun saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day by myself.
No, that's no fun. Not a bad idea, but it's no fun. Number 8, Alexa Rodriguez.
Honestly, I didn't pay much attention the first time through school.
Number 7, Andrea Gardner.
Kids need to know the moon landing was faked.
That's right. Exactly right. Number 6, Madeline Broder.
If I can make a difference in just one student's life, well, that wouldn't be a very good average.
Not really at all, but do what you can, for heaven's sakes. Number 5, Eric Paris.
The glamour.
Number 4, Sarah Chen.
You work long hours, but at least the pay is bad.
That's right. So you have that going for you. Number 3, Hogai Ryubi.
To teach in a song and dance high school, like on Glee.
Yeah. Number 2, Trevor Wallace.
In the summer, I can watch all you losers go to the office.
Yeah. And the number one reason I decided to become a teacher, Juan Estrada.
I want to help kids talk good.
Oh, boy.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his scheduled guests will be Cate Blanchett and Franz Ferdinand. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. at WCHL. Time now for Championship Sports, brought to you this morning by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Katrina Dowd and Amber Falcone helped the U.S. women's national team complete a record-breaking run at the Federation of International Lacrosse World Cup, defeating Canada 19-5 on Saturday to claim a seventh world title. Dowd, entering her second season as the University of North Carolina assistant coach, had three goals and two assists to push her tournament total to 36 points, trailing only teammate Lindsay Mundy's 37 in 2009. Dowd's second goal at 2:14 in the first half vaulted her past U.S. record holder Quinn Kearney in 2005 for most goals in a World Cup tournament. In what was her first World Cup tournament, Dowd finished with 26 goals. Falcone, a 2009 Carolina graduate, joined Dowd on the FIL All-World team along with fellow Americans Lindsay Mundy, Katie Rowan, Sarah Albrecht, and Devin Wills. UNC alumna Kristen Carr and Jen Russell started for the USA. On defense, once again, rising Tar Heel senior Abby Friend started for Canada and had an assist. Former UNC star Katie Brooks also started for the Canadians, and former UNC goalkeeper Kristen Horty came off the bench to play more than 32 minutes in the cage for Canada, making six saves. For the full story on the Tar Heels and international lacrosse play, you can view it on our website, chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. We'll have more coming up in an hour on WCHL. Good morning. It is 6:24.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. The road is calling, and right now at Performance BMW, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 72 months on select certified pre-owned models, while other financing options are as low as 2.9% for up to 72 months, such as the 2010 BMW 328i for $384 per month.
Wow!
At Performance BMW, your options are virtually limitless. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service. BL1853. 72-month purchase at 2.9% APR. $2,500 due at signing, excludes tax, tag, and 549 doc fee. Based on selling price of $27,861. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for specified terms. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women. Made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to make your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Charles Osgood. Young Brittany Wanger graduated from high school in Sarasota, Florida this spring, and she'll be a freshman at Duke University this fall. But she's been a computer whiz for some time now, says our CBS News colleague Jim Axelrod.
She was in seventh grade when she wrote a computer program that mimics how the human brain makes decisions, something called an artificial neural network.
Her first application, how the brain thinks when playing soccer.
Some artificial neural networks are definitely like that, but mine particularly works with cancer diagnostics.
You heard right. More after this. Where will you be when you remember you left the garage door open? Halfway to the office? Halfway around the world? Well, if you've got a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you've got nothing to worry about. With LiftMaster, you can use your smartphone or computer to open or close your garage door from anywhere. You can turn your house lights on or off, too. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
Our CBS News colleague Jim Axelrod asked teenage computer whiz Brittany Wanger about what she's already done.
So you have this artificial neural network, and the focus of this is to help fight breast cancer.
Breast cancer and now leukemia as well. So I kind of worked on it from my bedroom for, you know, that 2.5 year period, and then I took it to the Google Science Fair, and I ended up winning the grand prize, which was absolutely insane.
That grand prize, a $50,000 scholarship, and a fantastic head start.
The software she developed in her bedroom essentially crunches massive amounts of data collected worldwide. That allows breast cancer to be detected by a biopsy that is less invasive and more reliable. Now 99% accurate.
Jim asked Brittany,
what do you think of your generation?
Well, of course, no bias here. But, you know, I think we have a lot of potential.
I'll see.
And what she wants to learn could help many generations to come.
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Terry Turner from Weaver Street Realty. I'm the business manager, and my job description is pretty much anything that needs to be done. I have to back up the brokers and do a little bit of everything.
You pretty much are the glue that holds it all together, and everything kind of goes through you.
That is true. I'm the person that's there the most. I'm the one that answers the phone and fills in the holes. You know, jack of all trades, master of none. Cat herder, because we have so many personalities. You know, you have to have a sense of humor because, you know, everyone's schedules are busy. And, you know, I've been known to babysit children when they come to the office. Mm-hmm. We had an agent bring a goat to the office one time because somebody was buying it. And
wow.
So I was taking care of the little goat. You know, IT, I help people fix their computers, play host and ambassador when we have events. I mean, pretty much anything that needs to be done, I do my best to make sure happens.
Terry Turner says you will enjoy getting to know and doing business with Weaver Street Realty.
You will get a comfortable, welcoming, engaged group of people. We are very involved in the community and we can help orient you to things that you are interested in, family things.
Whatever is important to you and your lifestyle.
Exactly. Our website is weaverstreetrealty.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's bios for all the agents so you can get a sense of each person. All our properties are on there. There's paragraphs about all our different communities, you know, Silcope and Snow Camp and Saxpahaw, write-ups about those communities and what make them so interesting. Our office is at 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. We've been in downtown Carrboro for 30 years, and our phone number is 919-929-5658.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insight.
When the weather is fine, the garden and patio at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro is the place to be. Meet your friends for a delicious lunch amid fragrant spring flowers, or enjoy dinner in a bottle of wine or the perfect cocktail on a warm, moonlit Carolina night. Find contemporary American cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, both on the Glass Half Full patio, the place to be in Carrboro any time of day. Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop.
Good morning, it is 6:30 at WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers this morning, and a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. Our high temperature today in the upper 80s. Look for a low tonight in the low 70, still a chance of rain. And then tomorrow, much the same, with a high around 90 degrees.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and tire heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com.
CBS News update on Dave Barrett. Charges could be filed today against suspect Michael Madison, who's under arrest in Cleveland. Bodies of three women were discovered in trash bags. This woman used to be Madison's girlfriend.
I feel that he surfs the streets for young girls or women like me.
She says she was threatened several times.
He had pulled a gun and pointed a gun to my head and asked me, was I ready to die? I had raised my hands up and was begging him, please don't kill me, please don't kill me.
More on the three victims from CBS's Erica Ferrari.
The medical examiner confirms all of the victims are women, and because their bodies are so badly decomposed, it could take some time to identify them. Police say the women were likely killed 6 to 10 days ago.
As for a possible motive for these murders,
East Cleveland's mayor says Madison told investigators a serial killer inspired him. In 2011, Anthony Sowell was convicted of killing 11 women in Cleveland and sentenced to death.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy, 40% chance of showers this morning, and a chance of rain in the afternoon as well. High today about upper 80s, and we'll have a muggy day today. Newly released emails show that Jan Boxall, who is UNC's Faculty Council Chair, asked colleagues to rewrite segments of an academic fraud report. That's according to the News and Observer. Dan Kane, writer for the NNO, alleges that Boxall did this to lessen the likelihood of further NCAA investigations. As the elected faculty leader, Boxall is one of UNC's top academic officers. Emails sent by Boxall show that just before the report's release on July 26, 2012, Boxall sent the three faculty report writers a last-minute correspondence. She suggested they edit a sentence that alluded to a department manager creating made-up classes to protect athletes' eligibility to play sports, according to Kane. Campus emails are public record. The report authors agreed to it, and some information was left out of the final version. In email messages to the NNO, Boxall said she only passed along the suggestions of others and did not identify who provided them. And WCHL's calls and an email to Boxall were not returned on Sunday. Leaders in the North Carolina House and Senate announced on Sunday that they've reached agreement on a $20.6 billion budget that will end teacher tenure and allow taxpayer money to be spent for private school tuition. Both chambers have previously passed their own spending plans, but Republican leaders wrangled for weeks to come to a consensus, even as the July 1 start of the 2013-2014 fiscal year came and went. Lawmakers are expected to vote on the compromise budget during the coming week. The budget increases overall state spending by 2.5%, while instituting tax cuts for corporations and individuals. The plan scraps the long-standing teacher tenure system in favor of employing educators on contracts that are renewed based on performance reviews. The budget would also allow families that meet income guidelines to get state money to pay private school tuition starting in 2014. All the details on this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Protesters are set together for the 12th Moral Monday in Raleigh today to rally for voter rights. 101 people were arrested last week, bringing the running total to more than 800 since the peaceful demonstration that began in late April. Though the arrest totals fluctuate from week to week, the number of protest attendees continues to grow. Movement leader and NAACP state chapter president Reverend William Barber says Republican lawmakers are purposely passing legislation to make it harder for people to vote. And that will be the focus at today's Moral Monday. Senate Republicans unveiled a new voter ID bill last week that would limit the forms of photo identification accepted at polls. The new measure would require voters to show one of seven types of photo identification issued by the government, such as driver's licenses, passports, non-driver IDs, and military or veteran cards. It's more restrictive than the House version, as it would eliminate cards from UNC system colleges, state community colleges, local governments, private employers, and law enforcement agencies as acceptable forms of photo identification. If it's passed, it would take full effect in the 2016 elections. However, the House is not expected to agree to the changes. This will likely cause last-minute debate, as lawmakers hope to adjourn session by the end of next week. Moral Monday begins at 5 p.m. on the lawn at Halifax Mall. Social media has revolutionized the way many of us interact with each other. UNC student Taylor Robinette has an idea in the works which he says will combine your online social network with your real-life interactions. As part of our weekly series on young entrepreneurs, Robinette's startup is this week's featured venture from the business incubator Launch Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Right now I feel like there's your social network and then there's like your actual network. And this kind of blurs the lines between the two and makes it so that you don't, never have to add anybody again. There's no, like, searching for people and then sending an accept or deny friend request.
Robinette, at just 19 years old, already has $110,000 in the bank from investors, another $90,000 pledged, and hopes to raise another $500,000 in the next couple of months. The first version of Bevy is set to launch in October, just before he turns 20. It will be available to students at UNC, Duke, and NC State. Robinette designed Bevy to be an improved alternative to Facebook. It's a mobile, location-based social network through iOS and Android cell phone apps. It will track your offline interactions and try to mimic them online by seeing who you spend your time with.
So the way that this would work, the example I always use is if you go to a party or a gathering, everybody there would be added to your network at a base level. So without you having to search for them, they would automatically be in your network. And you'd see maybe their profile picture, their name, and where they work or where they go to school.
If you hit it off with someone and begin spending more time together, you will get more access to their network. If you never see the person again, they will then drop out of your network.
So it's kind of creating this idea of a dynamic, constantly changing social network.
Robinette currently has the development team of 7 under him. Post-launch, he has high hopes for the future of Bevy.
We'll probably look to raise another $10 to $15 million at the 8 to 12-month mark. And at that point, that will allow us to pay full salaries for a full staff.
The Maryland native says he has always aimed at becoming an entrepreneur. As just a freshman in high school, he had the idea that social media could be better. So he started a social networking site. In the first month, the site had 250,000 members. Robinette explains the networking connections and resources launch offers has helped accelerate his startup.
So I got here and really took advantage of Jim Kitchen, Ted Zoller, all the great people here in the business school, and through them met my lead investor, who started us off with $75,000 and kind of led the way for the first round of funding.
Robinette says the efforts of Launch and its feeder and fellow incubator 1789 are reinvigorating the entrepreneurial community in Chapel Hill.
That's one of the reasons why I decided to go to school instead of just move out to the Silicon Valley and try to start my company, is to create a better entrepreneurial culture elsewhere besides the Valley. This, and then also working with university people to try to make UNC more attractive to young entrepreneurs, I think is really important and cool.
For more information on Bevy and Launch Chapel Hill, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau has expressed more tourism in our town in the month of June. We'll have that story coming up in our next newscast on WCHL right after the top of the hour. WCHL News Time, 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Steve Deer has today's commentary. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Fenner, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 6:41, 19 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Steve Deer. Don't you love WCHL's Hometown Heroes? You're driving along all stressed out about something, and then you hear about someone in our community who's been doing something good, something decent for somebody, and ultimately for all of us. Well, my nominee for one of our all-time Hometown Heroes is Chris Moran. Chris is retiring after working at the Interfaith Council for Social Service for the past 30 years and as executive director for the past 17 years. This morning, I walked into the Interfaith Council's building in downtown Carver. Scarborough. That's where my office at People of Faith Against the Death Penalty is located. Like every morning for over a decade, I walked past people gathered at the entrance of the building. They're mostly folks with jobs, but who are struggling. They line up patiently for food, for help with a power bill, for help with a job search, or in need of a social worker. They line up for hope. Some will be back. Some will be able to move on. I don't recall the exact numbers, but what the dedicated and smart IFC staff and the local volunteers and congregations who support the IFC have done since 1963 is an amazing feat, serving hundreds of thousands of meals, providing a roof and a warm bed to thousands. The IFC's newest programs for our community include Project Home Start for homeless women and children, the new Community House for homeless men, the proposed Food First Center, which will combine the community kitchen and the food pantry, and the Robert Nixon Free Clinic for the homeless, which now include a mental health clinic. By doing all of this, Chris, Moran, and the IFC have saved... By doing all of this, Chris and the IFC have saved lives and given so much hope. They have taught our community that we are all lifted up when we affix our eyes upon and stand with those who have been left marginalized and without. Thank you, Chris Moran and the IFC, for your devotion to everyone in our community. Chris Moran, the hero of our hometown. This is Steve Deere.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And time now for a little Tar Heel trivia.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Dean Smith's first victory as Carolina head coach was an 80-46 triumph over Virginia on December 2, 1961. When Coach Smith retired, he did so as college basketball's all-time winningest coach with 879 victories. Today's Tar Heel Trivia question is an easy one. Can you name the opponent, date, and location of Dean Smith's last victory as Carolina basketball's head coach? The answer comes up after this timeout. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
You buy North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Today's Tar Heel trivia question, the opponent, date, and location of Dean Smith's last victory as Carolina head coach. It was March 28, 1997, when Carolina defeated Louisville in the NCAA's East Regional Final in the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, New York, when Coach Smith won his final game as Tar Heel head coach. The Heels advanced to the Final Four with the win, but fell to eventual national champion Arizona in the national semifinals, 66-58 in Indianapolis.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL, Tar Heel Trivia. Good morning. It is 6:46, 14 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up in the next few minutes, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero all on the way.
Relief from your chronic pain without taking medication?
Help with depression and anxiety with no pills? It's all possible thanks to one of the world's oldest treatments, acupuncture. And UNC Family Medicine in Chapel Hill is one of the only primary care facilities in the area offering acupuncture on site. If you want relief without taking medication or feel you've tried everything else, find out more about acupuncture at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
In the nation, halfway won't cut it. That's why Nationwide Insurance offers brand new belongings. If something in your home is stolen or destroyed, we replace it with a brand new version.
Nationwide is on your side.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Optional feature. Exclusions and limits apply. Damaged items may be repaired. Consult policy language for specifics. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. All right, all decked out in a nice green shirt this morning and wonderfully complimentary tie. Wonderfully complimenting tie, I should say. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but that's a, what is that, like an alphabet
it's
tie?
It's my alphabet tie, yeah. It's actually from a museum in Virginia.
Really?
It's 18th century colonial alphabet is what it is. So a bunch of colonials in the shape of the alphabet. So.
Well, it's a nice tie.
Yeah, thank you.
It's very nice.
Figured I'd change it up a little bit this Monday morning.
Well, you're always changing it up as far as fashion is concerned. I'm always inspired by you.
Well,
not that I would
that.
Actually follow through on it by trying to look like you or anything, but I always like what you wear in here.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, hope you had a decent weekend.
It was decent.
I know you went out of town for this weekend. Hope everything's okay now.
Everything's good.
And tell us what's going on in traffic this morning.
All right. Well, traffic is moving smoothly to get the day started today. To get the week started, I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. Well, as always, we ask that you do that safely.
Well, very nice start for the morning. Thank you so much.
We'll try to keep it that way.
All right. We'll talk to you in a half hour.
Sounds good. Thanks.
And time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. And it's brought to you by your friends at Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. They serve fresh brewed coffee, and they serve it fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's on your way to wherever you're going. Cruiser's, good to go. It is 71 degrees. Mostly cloudy today, 40% chance of showers this morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the big chance of rain, about 60% chance of rain to start, and then a 20% chance of rain after midnight. Our overnight low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 40% chance of rain, and maybe even in the morning we might get a shower or a thunderstorm, then the chance of the same in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, about 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. So, kind of your typical forecast. Not going to change, really, not anytime soon. Well, time now to take a look at celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of them. Singer K-Star, 91 years old today. Movie director Norman Jewison is 87. Actress Patricia Elliott, who's on One Life to Live, 71 years old today. Edward Herman, who was the dad on Gilmore Girls, 70 years old today. Actor Lee Lawson, who's on Tess, 68 years old today. Singer Yusuf Islam, better known as Cat Stevens, 65 years old today. Oh, boy, love his music. Cartoonist Gary Trudeau, who created Doonesbury, 65 years old today. Comedian, actor Robin Williams, the most manic personality ever, and incredibly funny, 62 years old today. Comedian John Lovitz, I think one of the funniest guys around, 56 actor Lance Guest, who was on the Lou Grant Show, 53 years old today. Actress Allie Landry, 40. Actor Josh Hartnett is 35 years old today. Damian Marley, 35. American Idol runner-up Blake Lewis is 32. And actress Vanessa Lindsay's, who's been in American Dreams and Stick It, don't know either of those, 28 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. Randy McGowan has a birthday, as does Susan Halkiotis. Happy birthday to both of you, and a very special happy birthday to Kristen Campbell. She is our birthday winner of the day. She gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard and at Metamont in Chapel Hill. UPS store will take care of their customers, and especially you, Kristen Campbell, on your birthday. Happy birthday, Kristen Campbell, from all of us here at WCHL.
Monday morning, WCHL, Ron Stutz here, along with...
That would be me, Freddie Kiger.
Oh, yeah, you.
This is the first week that I don't have to do anything for a while.
Wow.
I'm excited.
You ought to just kick back and take it easy.
I am, but I'm here with you, man. Here with you.
Well, that's because you are so incredibly dedicated.
And I'm a good soldier.
And you love doing this.
Well, we do have fun.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
It is fun, but...
Yeah.
You know, maybe we should do it later in the day. We can both get more sleep.
I'm going back home and hitting the cobalt blue rack monster.
I know, and I get sick of hearing you tell me that I don't get a chance to go back home and go to sleep.
And I put my phone somewhere where I cannot hear it.
Good.
Yeah.
Just turn it on silent or whatever.
I just put it in another room, and it is silent.
Well, no wonder you'll never answer the phone when I call you.
No, not that hour. Well, you used to do that all the time when we were living together.
Yeah.
You'd call me in the morning.
Well, you couldn't hear it because of the hairdryer.
That's true. Folks, I use a hairdryer sometimes. It's white noise.
Yeah, all night long.
Yeah,
really.
On occasion.
Really.
Oh, on occasion to drown out the noise from my housemates.
Private joke. Yeah, we did make a lot of noise.
Yeah, but... Do you remember the time you and Joe Norwood were sitting in my closet?
I remember that.
Okay. Folks, I come in from after a long day of teaching, basketball practice.
18 hours.
I'm eating like at 10 or 11 o'clock. I still got papers to grade. And I finally get into my room, and I'm about to go to bed. I know I'm only maybe like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. And as I'm climbing into my bed, I'm hearing snickering.
Sort of like this.
Yeah, exactly. And then it got a little more and more, and I finally get out of bed, and there are my two housemates sitting in my closet.
Freddie, we were a lot younger then.
Yes, we were. All
right. It was funny, though.
So you came out of the closet.
Yeah, really.
Yes. We're doing the United States Post Office today.
Okay.
U.S. Good. Post Office.
Mm-hmm.
Much ado always with the U.S. Post Office. Who was this country's first Postmaster General?
I don't think
There's
I know that.
Chapel Hill tie.
I don't think I know
that. That's the clue. That's the hint. Who was this country's first Postmaster General?
Call right now.
Call us.
If you know the answer.
919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245. You can swap a trivia prize with one of our previous winners. And
you can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where you are absolutely
good to go.
Yes, sir. Call us. First Postmaster General.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Allison Savage is just one of the many volunteers who work for Independent Animal Rescue, taking care of dogs and cats that are up for adoption. Allison says it's quite a community of animal lovers.
I mean, we have people that we obviously recruit at all times that are helping to foster animals in their homes, and for later adoption, they go out and actually feed the feral animals in the community. They do education programs. They help other volunteers. So it is a very tightly woven group. And has been doing this fine work for over 18 years here. The animals are always being taken care of that we have, and they'll be placed in what we call forever homes as soon as we can get to other folks in the community.
Allison Savix is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. There's a very special event coming up for Independent Animal Rescue.
and she wants you to know about it.
This is the community at its best. There's no pressure. It's just for animal lovers and the area artists coming together to help and support and care for the animals.
It's called the Independent Animal Rescue Painted Chair and More Auction. All proceeds go to support Independent Animal Rescue's animal welfare programs, which include foster care and adoption and spay and neuter of free-roaming and companion animals all over the Triangle.
This is the 11th year we'll be doing this auction, and it is our signature event for the entire year. It's a very, very important fundraiser for us. IAR is a very dedicated group of over 100 unpaid volunteers that rescue, foster, and place and adopt homeless and abandoned and abused animals in the Triangle. We've been here now for 18 years, and this year alone we've rescued and adopted over 700 cats and dogs and over 1,300 spayed neuter of feral animals that are roaming around our area.
This big fundraiser happens July 27th from 5 until 9 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Chapel Hill. And if you'd like more details, simply go to animalrescue.net. We're recognizing Allison Savix as today's WCHL Hometown Hero because of her work year-round as an IRA volunteer. Allison, congratulations and thank you for all you do.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:58, a couple of minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
All right, Freddie. First of all, what's the tie to North Carolina?
Tie to Chapel Hill.
Tie to Chapel Hill, yeah. First Postmaster General.
There's a street name for this person.
Okay, well, I don't know, obviously.
It's a main street in this town.
Franklin.
Franklin?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yes!
Ha!
Ben Franklin.
It is, isn't it amazing how I deduced that so quickly?
Yes, you did. You were Sherlock Holmesian.
I just
elementary, my dear
said
Watson.
Franklin, according.
Although I don't think he ever said that.
Kind of gave it away.
Appointed by the Continental Congress July 26th, coming up on the anniversary, 1775.
Uh-huh.
He was named the Postmaster General. His annual salary, $1,000, given $340 for a comptroller and secretary. And his authority ran from Massachusetts down to Georgia.
My goodness, Benjamin Franklin, first Postmaster General of the United States. Congratulations, Bob Elmers of Carborough, who called in and gets a trivia prize, gets a swap trivia prize, and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
It's the most anticipated event of the year for Triangle executives and management teams, the 5th Annual North Carolina CEO Forum, a business leadership event designed to stimulate new ideas you can put to work in your company. This year's theme is Innovation Across the Organization, with featured speakers General Colin Powell and John Chambers, CEO of Cisco Systems. The NC CEO Forum takes place August 22nd at North Ridge Country Club. Go to nccEOforum.com to see a full list of speakers and to request an invitation to the event. That's nccEOforum.com.
40% chance of rain. 40% chance of rain today. And could even get some rain this morning, really. Look for a high temperature today of about 88 degrees. Another really hot, muggy day.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.com.